All right, welcome to the Vaguely Anime Podcast. I am the host this afternoon, Michael, followed by Culture Corner, another host, Sage.
Hey.
Now in her own camera, 1080p.
Woo! No longer blurry.
We'll take the win, hopefully.
It might be green, but let's see.
Yeah, we'll see. Although, it's also
there's like a delay.
Well, we're going to hope that that's just working.
We're hoping it's just the screen.
We literally just got this laptop because Prime Day sales are a thing, and there was a really good sale on a random laptop that I could install the programs we have that run this podcast on.
Yeah.
Tried one attempt before, couldn't do it. Turns out Chromebooks suck.
Yeah, I could have told you that before you even purchased it.
It's fine. Anthony bought it from
me. Like, don't run anything that isn't Google.
God, you're so right.
Like, it's actually awful.
It sure is.
I think that's why schools have kids have Chromebooks, because they don't run anything else.
It would make sense, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got this. Literally set it up, like, I finished setting it up, like, an hour before Sage got here, before we started recording, and I didn't really test much of it, which I probably should have, but like,
it's fine.
Yeah. If it looks slightly off this episode, ignore it, and I'll have it hopefully fixed by the next.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Or I'll forget and be lazy about it.
Yeah.
One of those two options will definitely happen. But yeah, either way, even if it looks off slightly, it'll still be actually in the same quality as the rest of these cameras now.
Yay!
It only took us how many months?
Years.
177 episodes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Proud of us. But with that, it is spooky season.
It is spooky season.
For us.
For us.
No longer for the people watching this
currently. I was
going
to say, I think it'll be like Thanksgiving by the time this comes out.
We sure have stopped pre-thinking and pre-planning episodes. Because we did like the Christmas thing and the holiday. Like, we did those.
It's fine.
And I have no energy to do that.
It's fine. Everything is fine.
And you and Kat just show up here.
Sure do.
So, not like one of you will do it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's currently spooky season for us. Y'all are in the future, so it's no longer spooky season, but I believe it can be spooky season at any time.
It's true.
Like, spooky season is a lifestyle.
For you.
Yeah.
And Kieran.
For sure.
Yes. For everybody else, that's normal.
Is normal in the room with me? I think not.
You're right, I'm not normal. in regards to spooky season, I've been going through... I don't remember if I mentioned this on the podcast. I have succeeded in my movie goal of watching a movie a day, which...
I think at this point you've been like above and beyond.
I'm at 405.
Jesus Christ.
When I finish the one that I was watching, it'll be 406.
Are you going through the full franchise right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I've decided to do is... because I completed my task and I needed a new task. As you do. And now it's like, all right, well, now it's time to see how far I can go.
Right.
But I am much more lax about it now, which is slightly nice because I've been started watching other stuff.
Right.
But for October, I'm watching a slasher a day, essentially.
Right.
So I'm doing all of Friday the 13th, all of Halloween, and then all of Nightmare, which is technically more days than there are in months, but I doubled up once.
I was gonna say it's fine.
Yeah. As I was telling Kieran that I was gonna do this, he's like, that sounds like a nightmare because there are 12 Halloween films.
Yep.
All of which are equally the same amount of bad for the most part. They're all like equally not great.
The Halloween movies?
Sorry, the Friday the 13th movies.
I was going to say, like, I feel like there's some...
No. Halloween...
There is, like, obvious...
Yeah. So, he was like, the one good thing about Friday, like, the Friday series, is that they are all about equally as bad. Some are worse than others, but all, like, the best one is still not great.
I like to view, especially Friday the 13th and Nightmare, is, like, as you go along... Instead of being like, okay, this is a horror slasher movie, this is a slasher movie that's also a comedy.
Yeah.
Like, the goofy level just, like, goes up exponentially as the sequels continue.
Especially with Nightmare.
Yeah.
But, so, because I've also never seen most of the movies for any of those franchises.
Mm.
So, I was like, all right, fuck it, this is a good enough excuse, it's spooky season, why not? And I'm currently on Jason Takes Manhattan. which is 7, 6.
I think it's like 7.
It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It is 8.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of these movies are just like, there's not a lot of interesting kills in these movies.
So I guess that's fair.
Like, so, you know, you would hope that the kills are there to at least entertain you when everything else is not interesting or good or any other adjective. But even the kills aren't there to be like, wow, at least I got something
right.
out of this.
You feel like the kills are like not fun and creative.
Yeah, and anytime they have a possibility of being fun and creative, usually they got fucking censored to fuck by the MPAA, so they had to like make it not all bloody.
Yeah.
And so it's just like they get stabbed, but it's like off camera.
Yeah.
And so you just see their face and you're like, well, that's boring as fuck. So, also, it's really funny watching the levels of nudity keep changing in each movie. Because they go from, like, the most nudity in the franchise to absolutely none to, like, a titty.
Okay, we can have a little bit.
Yeah, to then basically none again.
Yeah,
a girl that's, like, in some underwear.
Yeah.
To, like, a titty. And then you go back to, like, nothing. It's, like, it's weird just watching the moving value of where people thought it was okay and not okay.
Yeah.
But
they're all rated R, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
For, I want to say, I think it was New Blood. I think. It was either New Blood or what the fuck was Final Chapter. I think it was New Blood. Where, or New Beginning. But, like, they were so worried they were going to get a PG-13 rating, they put in more kills. Because they were like, oh, fuck, we have... Because apparently the fans, it's called, like, Friday the 13th. Like, oh, yeah, because it is New Blood. Because people call it No Blood.
Is New Blood where we get Zombie Jason?
I mean, technically, he's always kind of a zombie.
I was going to say... I know, like, yes, he's kind of always a zombie, but
New
like,
Blood is the one where he is released, freed from the water, and he has, like, an exposed spine.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Shit.
Gotcha.
So, like... the final chat? No, which one is it? New Beginning. It's not New Beginning. What the fuck is it?
You haven't come up to Freddy versus Jason yet, right?
No.
That's what I thought.
That's in, I have one, two, that's three movies away.
I just watched that like 2 days ago. It was so fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember which, New Beginning, right? I don't even remember which one's fucking goddamn Friday number 6. Oh, Jason Lives. There we go. Jason Lives is the one where he like is in a coffin and then gets electrocuted by lightning and then gets like
resurrected. So that's like zombie Jason.
Yeah, essentially. But like Jason's also kind of I remember people always saying this, like horror fans especially, that are like Jason's kind of boring. And, like, I only had ever seen, really, the first Friday, which doesn't have him.
Right.
And then Freddy versus Jason. So, I was always like, I don't know, he seems, like, fine. But actually watching these movies, I'm like, he is extremely boring. His go-to thing is just appearing behind people magically and then having a new randomized weapon.
Yeah, basically.
Like, that's it, really. Like, there's nothing all that interesting about this man.
I feel like Jason, of the three, like, big slashers, I feel like Jason gets, like, the least cool kills.
Yeah.
And I feel like Freddy, just because, you know, his whole shtick is in the dreamland, like, he has the most freedom in terms of creativity.
Yeah, like, hell, Jason doesn't even have, like, one kill you could really be like, damn.
Right.
You could argue maybe when he like puts someone in a sleeping bag and slams him against a tree or he like pushes someone so hard that they bend backwards and break their spine.
Yeah.
Even still, it's like, it's not like you haven't seen that maybe at that time, but
right.
Like with like Freddy, You're like, he pulls a dude into a fucking bed, and then a fucking blood geyser goes off.
Yeah, he, like, blends a guy.
Yeah,
so.
And sure, you could be like, oh, you know, Michael Myers doesn't do anything, but he, like, pins a dude to a wall with a knife. And, like, sure, for Jason does that, but it doesn't feel the same amount of cool.
Well, I think also the difference is, like, at least in my opinion, especially if we're going off of, like, let's say each of their first movies, like, Friday the 13th, in my opinion, is the least, like, effective scary movie, because I feel like the whole premise of, like, Friday the 13th, like, you want to see the people get killed. Like, you truly do not care about them.
See, that's what I said, and Kieran was like, you should feel bad always, and I was talking about, I think it's Final Chapter, where it's, like, the halfway house for people with, like, slight, like, mental issues of some capacity.
Right.
And each time one of them dies, you just feel depressed.
Right.
Because it's just depressing. You don't want to watch any of these people die because, like, you're, like, even in the other movies where there's never been, like, a reason that some characters die, like the dude in the wheelchair, you're like, oh, that's kind of sad, but, like, whatever.
Yeah.
For some reason, that movie specifically with all those people feels especially depressing, where you're right. Like, I don't want to watch any of these people die. This kind of sucks.
I can't remember which one this is for Halloween, but just wait till you get to the one with Tyra Banks and Busta Rhymes.
Oh, God.
I don't remember which Halloween it is, but it's incredible. Busta Rhymes has nunchucks.
Oh boy.
I don't know why that was like trendy at one point, especially in like movies and TV.
Yeah.
Like it feels like the most random thing, but yeah,
I would say like
it's so fun.
If you're talking like iconic first movie kills, I guess the Friday series has the arrow through the throat.
Yeah.
I feel like that's that one's usually one that people remember.
Yeah.
Which I would say is a fairly solid kill. But again, it's not a Jason thing. That's
right.
It's his mom. His mom gets the point for that.
But that's the other thing. I feel like Jason is like overall, like in terms of his kills, is just less iconic because like Freddy, he has the knife hands, and Michael, he has like the you know, kitchen knife, right?
Yeah, the butcher
so,
knife.
So like they have very specific weapons that they are always using.
Yeah.
Even if Michael might change it up, like he'll fight you with his fist kind of a thing. But like, you know them specifically for that.
Well, people Whereas know Jason for the machete.
No, I know. But I'm saying like Jason because he's constantly using other stuff.
He is. Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not only
machete. The machete
it
is
up.
Like he'll pick it up and be and like do like that. And then it's like for the fans be like, oh, the machete. And then he kills one person with it and then gets rid of it.
Yeah. And then he's using whatever else is on hand.
Literally every time he appears on screen, it is a randomized weapon.
Yeah.
Like he's sitting at a character select screen.
I was going to say, in his collection.
And it's just rotating, and then just, like, pops into his existence. It's like, all right. And then walks into the frame. Like, it's just whatever. And sometimes, it's not even anything. He'll just be like, all right, I'm just going to crush you so you can't breathe. All right, cool. Walking away now.
Yeah.
He's just boring.
Yeah.
I get it now. But hold on. I was about to question something, but then I'm like, I don't even know if I think this is true. Which one would you say has the best, like, killer theme? Because, like, Jason's is like the, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
Freddy has his, like, lullaby nursery rhyme thing.
True.
And then, I mean, Michael Myers has the John Carpenter score.
Yeah, like the Halloween score.
Like Freddy's is great, but I feel like more people might say like if you did. Nah, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like Freddy's is my personal favorite because it's always like, you know, like the little girls like hopscotching.
Yeah.
Or what's this called? Double Dutch?
Yeah.
I realized that was wrong.
Jump roping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like the way they sing it, right? You know, like I feel like that because the first time I watched Nightmare on Elm Street, I think I was like,
"You're gonna throw out a wild number."
No, I was pretty young. I was like 10 years old or something.
Yeah, okay.
And when I tell you that stuck with me, versus the like, ch-ch-ch, right? Like right. that, I'm like, I don't care about it, right? I actually always forget that's a thing. So whenever I watch a Friday the 13th movie, I'm like, oh yeah, like that's like the theme.
I would say, really? You forget about it? I feel like it's fairly like...
I don't know, maybe because I watched Friday the 13th so much later that like it wasn't like impactful for me, if that makes sense. Mm.
I will say and the first movie, although it's not great.
Right.
Like it's still like I said, they're all equally pretty bad. Just varying levels of like where in the 3 to 2 spectrum are they?
Right.
The first movie is still like fairly enjoyable, especially with the twist.
Right.
But anyway, about the theme.
Yeah, and the John Carpenter score for like the Halloween movie. I feel like it's just so iconic at this point and so synonymous with horror movies, and it's been like used to absolute death, you know? That like that one is instantly recognizable, you know? Yeah. Whereas I feel like the Friday the 13th, because it's not really a score, you know what I mean?
You think, like, if you walked up to, like, 10 people on the street, you think that some of them would not know it?
If I just played that as the soundbite, yeah, I think some people really? Would not know it, yeah, for sure.
I feel, because that was where I stopped myself.
Especially
I was
if
like,
it's just, like, any random person.
Yeah, like, if you were just walking through the streets in New York City, like, those people that do the interview
Yeah.
Like, you think
I feel
people
like they
would not know.
I feel like if I played those 3 soundbites, like, the opening to the Halloween score, the
yeah.
Right, that and like the 1-2 Freddy's coming for you.
Well, I feel like that's why I stopped myself, because I was like, Freddy's say, you know it because it literally says it.
Well, yes, it does say Freddy, but I think if you've never seen the movie, like, would
fair.
You know? You know what I mean? But I feel like the Nightmare one and the Halloween one, like, I feel like I would expect more people to know those than the Friday the 13th.
I don't know.
In my opinion, at least.
Yeah, that was the reason why I stopped myself, because I was like, I don't know if it'll be if anyone will be able to pick it up. But then I was like, no, I think if you played it, for the most part, every person would know all 3.
I think a lot of people would know all 3, but I just
you think that the one that would have gaps,
yeah,
would
especially
be
if you're only playing it as a soundbite. You know what I mean? No other context is just not as instantly recognizable, in my opinion.
Gotcha. Fair enough. But yeah, it's just like I'm really not looking forward to going through the Friday movies, because again, as I said, the Halloween movies.
I was gonna say
I keep mixing these up, because the Friday movies all about equally terrible. So you just like once you realize what you're at, you're just like,
the
okay.
Friday movies all equally terrible. That is not factual.
Like I said, they're all from the 3 to 2 spectrum. They're like it's just like they're all equally mediocre to bad. They're all around the same sphere.
I don't know, bro. I think the first one, great, iconic.
It really doesn't hold up.
I've rewatched it recently, and for me, it holds up.
I like,
maybe because I watched it as a kid, and I have like that memory of like how much it scared me then, especially Freddy and like the idea of Freddy. You know, like that stuck with me.
I said Friday.
Oh,
didn't I?
Sorry. I'm also getting mixed up in my brain.
Okay, I was like, wait, I definitely didn't say Nightmare.
Yeah, sorry, I keep getting mixed up.
No.
Yes,
Nightmare does hold up.
I was gonna say Friday. Friday, you're right.
All equally the same sphere of bad.
Yeah,
just a range of the okay to bad.
I feel like my enjoyment of it is like it's okay, and then while this is a bad horror movie, it's so fun.
Right. Like, so it's just like a very like little bump
as they
waves.
Go up, my enjoyment goes up.
But with Halloween, I'm going to try now to be very accurate with my statements here.
I'm also going to try to not mix it up in
with
my brain.
Halloween, it is massive peaks and valleys.
Oh, it's just all over the place.
1, incredible. 2, depending on who you are, also still pretty good.
Yeah.
3, okay, so I haven't seen a lot of the Halloween movies.
Mm-hmm.
I will preface this, but Kieran has seen all of them.
Yeah.
But we started watching Halloween 3 last year, and I think we got maybe 20 minutes into it. And I went, Kieran, I swear to God, if I hear this stupid-ass fucking commercial jingle one more fucking time, I am turning this movie off. And without skipping a beat, the movie went, here it is. Yeah. And I went, fuck it. And I turned it off. I was like, they play it so much. And I am really not looking forward to forcing myself to sit down and actually watch it. Because it is so ungodly infuriating how annoying it is.
Which one
and
is
how
three?
Much
Season
it is.
Of the Witch?
Yeah. The one that doesn't even have him in it.
Yeah.
And Kieran and Anthony were trying to give me the out where they're like, it's not even a slasher. He's not in it. You don't have to watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not how this works.
Because it's in the franchise.
I was like, yeah, sure. It's not a slasher. But if I'm watching all the movies, I'm going to fucking watch the goddamn movies.
Right, right.
It's a slasher month. But really, it's just an excuse to finally sit down and watch these fucking things.
Right, right, right.
And like if I had more time, I'd probably throw Chucky movies in there because I haven't seen them. I haven't seen Child's Play, any of them. Or probably the Hellraisers. I've seen one in the new one. Maybe two.
I think I've seen the original one and the newest, like the new remake.
I do miss Doug Bradley, but the person, as I believe they are non-binary. If I'm wrong, I'm going to stick with person.
Right.
Or they, anyway. Did do a great job. You just, it's hard to match the presence and voice of Doug Bradley.
Yeah, that's valid.
You have opened the box. We came.
It's like when they changed out Freddy, you know?
Yeah.
Although
that only lasted for, what, one movie, I think? Right? Because he would...
Yes, I think you're right. Because they were like, oh yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Although it's different in the remake too.
Is it? It's not him?
I don't think so.
I can look real quick.
In like what is it, like 2009?
The one thing about Jason, doesn't really matter who plays him.
Yeah, he has no lines.
Same with Michael Myers.
I was going to say, same with Michael. He has no lines.
Also, interested to finally get to the Friday the 13th with fucking Sam Winchester in it. Jared Padalecki, because I know he's in the remake for whatever reason.
Have I watched the remake? I don't think so.
Came out in like 2009.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've seen that remake.
No?
You should watch it, though.
Well,
The Nightmare remake is actual torture, though.
Yeah, again, there's some movies on here that I'm super not looking forward
because
to.
Because they do... When I tell you, like... Essentially, beat for beat, the same as the original movie.
Mm-hmm.
Except all of that, like, kitschy charm is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they do, like, they use a lot of, like, CGI, and it just... I don't know. Something about it just feels, like, kind of stale, if that makes sense.
Mm.
You know? Like, the movie is taking itself too seriously.
Got you.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's all like, and because it was in 2009, like all the actors, something about when I was watching it, like it just felt like this like cast was all these actors who were like up and coming in Hollywood. So they were like kind of in everything.
It's just the remake where it's not Robert Englund. Every other movie has him in it.
Okay, just the Freddy. Remake. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And I feel like in the remake, Freddy, like his...
The remake's also the last movie they made.
His face is not, like, real. It's like, it feels like they CG'd it on.
Really?
Or, like, I don't know this to be a fact, but he does not look nearly as, like, grotesque and, like, creepy in the remake. He just looks like a guy who, like, I don't know, something about it, like, it's not the same effect. You know what I mean? Like,
gotcha.
Everything is lit too crisply.
Like, it's just too clean?
Yes, that's what it is. Everything is too clean. Like, all the other movies have, like, a certain level of grime to them.
Right.
Especially Freddy, which I think is important that he is, like, nasty and disgusting. Because that's the whole point.
Right.
Right? Like, and in the remake, like, he's just too clean in his looks. And, like, the whole movie is too clean. Everything is lit too well and pristinely. Like, you know, like, nobody looks like they're a real person.
Gotcha.
Everyone looks like they're an actor.
Right.
You know?
I'm trying to think of, like, the other remakes. Because Friday the 13th's remake I haven't seen.
Same.
Maybe
I'll watch that tonight.
the first Rob Zombie Halloween remake is fairly good. I would also say the scariest that Michael Myers is because he's just massive.
Is that the one?
You kind of get the backstory of Michael.
You get the... Okay, so I'm thinking of the second one, Rob Zombie one.
Which is terrible.
Yes.
Just the worst movie.
Okay, so I don't know. Last year, they kept playing that on TV, like, non-fucking-stop.
Okay.
So I think I watched that movie, because, you know, like, sometimes you're just scrolling through TV, and you're like, yeah, whatever, I'll just put it on anyway. Like, yeah. I don't really want to watch this, but it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I watched that movie, like, 7 times.
Why? It's so bad.
And every single time I was annoyed.
Why the fuck did you do it? I don't understand.
Because it was just on. And I was like, I just, you know, I'm not like, because you know when you're like scrolling through your phone and you're like, oh, I don't want to actually listen to like the videos that I'm watching because it's like TikTok or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I just want to like see what's happening on screen because so many people have like the captions on the screen.
Right.
So I was just putting it on to like have his background noise. And then I would like be watching it a little bit and being like, this fucking sucks. This fucking sucks.
Jesus Christ.
And so then, yeah, that one, I don't know why, but I've watched that one like an infinite number of times at this point.
And then there's like the 2018 trilogy.
Oh, like Halloween Kills?
Yeah, Halloween, Halloween Kills, Halloween Ends.
Yeah.
Of which Halloween 2018 is the only good one.
I think.
And Kills is not good. And then Ends is even fucking worse.
I think I've seen all three of those, but I also feel so like I...
Theaters.
I feel like I don't remember anything about them.
The 2018 Halloween is really good. There's a lot of really good shots in there, too. When he, like, walks out of the fire.
Mm.
Like, great shot.
I also like H2O.
I have not seen H2O, but I feel like I remember most people fucking hating that movie.
No, I know people don't like it, but I personally like it.
Because that's the first one that Jamie Lee Curtis came back for,
yeah,
right?
She came back for that one, and she has, like, a random...
20 years later, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she has a random-ass son, who I think we never see again.
This is her in her short hair era.
She's always been in her short hair era, essentially.
True. Like, but like the iconic short hair era.
Like the Freaky Friday short hair era.
True Lies.
Yeah.
Like hair era.
Yeah, that's valid. Because I was going to say, her hair's been short for like at least 30 years now.
Yeah, that's true. but it's like the hair.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. But you are right. Her hair has basically always been short.
Yeah.
She rocks it.
Yeah, even like in the first Halloween, her hair is not particularly long. It's really not. It's like to here.
It's about as long as everyone else is in the movie.
I know, but I'm just saying she's never had like super long hair.
No, but I mean, I would say that that's an average amount of hair for a woman.
I guess.
Most people don't have it like past here. I would say.
I don't know. Like
I think that's a fairly normal amount of hair. I would describe it as short.
Like I only picture Cher with long hair because she's always had super long hair.
But like, I wouldn't say someone's hair that's here is short.
It's like medium. It's not.
I would say it's average.
It's not long.
I would say it's average hair, Sage.
I guess that's valid.
All right. There's nothing wrong about what its size. Okay. It looks average to me. That looks like 6 inches. Maybe seven.
But yeah. Yeah, I know people don't love H2O. I understand. I personally get a lot of enjoyment from it.
I mean, hey, as long as someone gets enjoyment from something.
Yeah.
Good for them. Depending on what it is, I might make fun of them for it.
Oh, no, but that's like, extremely valid.
But, I mean, hey, look, if there's technically something for everyone.
Yeah, I am a firm believer in different strokes for different folks. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I'll find out if I disagree or agree with you when I get around to it.
I feel like you're going to watch it and you're going to be annoyed.
All right, so this is going to... any film bros that watch this podcast are probably going to be a bit annoyed at me when I admit this. But... I've been, for the most part, going through these Friday movies at 1.5 times speed because they're so fucking boring.
Well, also, like, outside of the kills, because especially in Friday, like, you are really not meant to give a shit about the characters. Like, they are truly just there to be meat bags to be stabbed.
Sure are.
Okay? So out of all the three of the, like, iconic slashers, like, they are definitely the least important.
They really are. Like, you... At least, again, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of the Friday movie or the Halloween movies, so maybe in the rest of the Halloweens, it does the same thing where it's just their meatbags to be stabbed.
Oh, but, they get to the meatbag stage for sure.
Okay. But Friday was basically always there.
Yeah. Friday starts as meatbags and ends as meatbags. Yeah.
If anything, you know, it Kevin Bacon's there.
Like, Nightmare also gets to the meatbag stage.
Right.
But... A little less, like, you care a little bit.
I will say, I remembered for the one with the wheelchair. I think that's
Dream Warriors.
No. In Friday.
Oh, sorry.
I think that's 2, 3. I think it's 2, because it's camp counselors being trained. I think that's Friday 2.
I think you are correct, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah, well, whichever it is.
Because I've not watched all of the Friday movies. I've only watched, like, random bits and pieces because I know I don't really need to follow a storyline. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, that's extremely, extremely fair. Oh, yeah, here it is. It is 2. Because I remember there's the girl who's, like, hitting on the dude in the wheelchair. And she's like, I want to bang you. And he's like, no one wants to bang me. I'm in a wheelchair. And she's like, but I do. Listen to me saying I want to bang you. Please let me bang you. And he's like, okay. Cool. And I kept saying in the movie, I was like, I swear to God, she should be the final girl. She's chill. But no, because she wants to sleep with a dude, no matter if he has a disability or not.
That's not allowed. No matter how chill you are, sex equals death.
And which is bullshit, because the final girl in part 2... canonically had sex during the movie, and she's also, like, super uninteresting.
Oh rip.
So justice for Vicky should have been the final girl. She was a good person.
Does Vicky at least make it, like, a while?
Not really.
Oh, sad. R.I.P. Vicky.
She's not the first to die. But she's, like, one of the middles to die.
Gotcha.
And wheelchair guy dies thinking he got stood up and that she was just not actually into him.
That's sad.
So it's even more fucked up.
Yeah.
Also, fun fact I learned, because I've been reading the trivia for these movies, because, again, they really don't matter.
Right.
Really
might
have to
as
be paying
well.
Attention. There's been some really interesting factoids throughout the movies, though. But one of them was during that movie that... the girl who played Vicky actually did have a real crush on the dude in the wheelchair for during filming, and tried to, like, pursue it and found out he was gay.
Oh.
And
well,
she was like, oh.
You can't win them all. All
right, well. Apparently, there's quite a bit of people that were, like, hit secretly gay during these movies.
I'm not surprised.
A lot of men.
Think about the time period.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense.
But
actually, in Nightmare 2, because we don't follow Nancy in the second movie... the main guy, like, the main character.
Oh, yeah, isn't Nightmare 2 the one that everyone says is so gay?
Well, so the main actor is gay in real life, and I think he came out, like, very early in his career, and this man just got absolutely, like, ridiculed in the press, because, yes, the movie is, from my memory at least, like, kind of gay, but they make him seem... like, they give all, like, the worst stereotypes possible. You know what I mean? So this guy, like, poor thing. He got, like, completely trashed in the press. So, like, I'm not surprised that it's, like, the after-the-fact trivia is like, oh, yeah, this person came out at such and such time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Apparently, with New Blood, which is, for whatever the fuck reason, goddamn Stephen King chocolate and Friday the 13th peanut butter. Because they give the girl the shinning. Because she has telekinetic powers.
Oh, okay.
She's got the shinning less. You've never seen that bit, have you?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's bad, but it's a meme. Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it's making fun of The Shining.
Okay.
Because, you know, all the powers in this game are called The Shining.
Right.
Anyway. It doesn't matter. like three of the main guys that were like the sex symbols were actually just gay, and so people are like, it's the gayest Friday the 13th. But yeah, it's quite a lot of people are gay through the franchise. A lot of people are like, a lot of random facts about the different nudity, as there are either some or none,
right?
And whatnot. But
sorry, can I just like push away from slashers for 2 seconds?
Sure.
Because I just watched Rosemary's Baby.
I also watched that recently.
I just watched this like maybe last week.
I also watched last week. Literally, I went on Amazon Prime and it was like Rosemary's Baby. It leaves in 143 minutes. And and I was like,
you were like, well, let me catch this in the nick of time.
I looked at it and I was like, it's 130 something minutes.
Damn, bam. Just in the nick of time. But yeah, like I watched that and that night I had a nightmare about that movie, and I almost never have dreams about a movie I've watched, but like, damn, that movie is so good.
They do such a great job at making you fucking hate every person that comes on the screen.
Oh my God, I know.
The amount of times I said, oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Or stop going to other people for help.
Not only that, but I was like, especially at the beginning of the movie with like the nosy ass neighbors, right? I was like, I don't know if this is just the time period, but I'm not letting people I literally just met come into my house. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. And also the that woman apartment that plays Minnie has the worst voice.
That apartment was also so fucking nice.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I was like, how much did that cost? Because that apartment is gorge.
Well, I would say a lot, but not like he was making all that much money from
that. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, this apartment is too nice for this man to be like an actor, like just starting to be on the rise. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, no, that movie was so good. And I like the husband is like the worst gaslighter in the world.
He sure is.
Like he has
spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers for Rosemary's Baby. If you've never watched it, do not let me spoil it for you. This movie is actually so fucking good.
Yeah, I will. I guess I'll actually put a timestamp. I just got to remember when we stop this conversation.
Also, I love her outfits throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, husband, worst gaslighter. Like, this man has zero skills to manipulate somebody else. And Rosemary the whole time is just like,
she is kind of an idiot.
She is, but she's not.
Yeah, like I said, like I don't mean to demean the.
She
the,
just believes in the goodness of other people too much.
She, like I said, every time she went to a person for help, I was like, please stop going to other people. Just run away yourself.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Also, the scene when she like walks across the street, like full pregnant and whatnot. Yeah. I don't know if you know or not, but they just actually did that. The director was like, I'm going to follow you with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk into the street and go across. Right. They're not going to hit a woman that's pregnant. They'll stop. And she was like,
they were like, yeah, let's just risk it for the biscuit.
Literally. They were like, you look like you're pregnant. They're not going to risk hitting a pregnant lady. Go. And so she just walked into the street and just committed.
Wow.
And he just followed her with the camera.
That's insane.
It's one of the things where it's like, that is stupidly dangerous, but also the things you miss in modern day movies.
I know, right? Because now, like, which are there for people's protection. For a
definite reason and should be there.
Because honestly, early Hollywood, and I'm not even talking like early, right? Like, I would say like 50s, 60s, 70s. Wild time. There was literally no rules.
You could just do whatever you wanted.
Like, there was no rules.
And a lot of times it was just true guerrilla filmmaking, which I always love. Which, again, also terrible for most people. But it's also just like, there's something to guerrilla filmmaking where it's like, get the shot before the cops come.
Yeah.
That way we didn't need permits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rosemary's Baby was, like, incredible. Again, spoilers. The amount of times when she finally walks into the room. It from the closet.
Yeah.
And I was like, just stab the kid. Stab the child. And then I was like, all right, if you're not going to stab the kid, stab the fucking stab Minnie. Stab the bitch. Please, for the love of God, just fucking stab her
get
in the goddamn
her ass.
Face. And it didn't happen. I was like, no, no. I wanted her to kill somebody.
I know, right?
Somebody deserved it.
I need, like, I kept being like, because, you know, like, in a modern movie, you would get that moment of female rage, right? Where, like, finally she would be like, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck everybody. Like, y'all are going down. I kept being like, I'm just waiting for you to fuck some people up because that's what they deserve. Like, you need to fuck them up and you need to get out of there.
Once you walk into that room, I don't know how you don't snap. I would have killed so many of those people.
That was my thinking. Like, if I walk in that room and I see that shit, I'd be like...
And then that bitch has the audacity to fucking rock the child so goddamn hard. And she's like, you're rocking him too hard. She's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm like, stab her.
Yeah.
I mean, like, she's fucking up the kid, which is great. Maybe don't stab her. Leave her alone. Let her fuck up the kid and give him shaken baby syndrome. But, like, also stab the fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That ending made me so mad.
Yeah.
Incredible movie.
Yeah, it was...
Absolutely incredible. I can't believe that came out in 1968.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the movie just looks great. Like, even, like, as they're developing, like, the apartment, right? Like, you really get, like, a perfect sense of time just, like, based on, like, how much stuff is in their apartment. Like, yeah. What she's deciding to decorate, stuff like that. Like, sometimes with modern movies, I feel like it's really hard to understand the passage of time because everything kind of looks the same, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Where... I'm not saying that's in every movie, but you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's just hard to know.
Yeah.
But, like, this does such a great job of passage of time. And then just, like, the escalating tension of everybody being incredibly invasive.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everyone gaslighting this poor woman.
Yeah.
Like, the doctor. Because at first I was like, oh, good. She's at least going to an actual doctor.
I can't believe she was like, yeah, I'll go to this guy's doctor. And especially when the doctor says you're not going to take any fucking anything. I was like, bro, how do you not go? No.
Right. So at first I was like, okay, she's going to a doctor. Good. And then when the doctor was like, no, you don't need to take any of that stuff. I was like, I mean, technically you don't, but like they made it for a reason.
The doctor was into new age science, you know, the thing that everyone's, you know, vaccinationless. Anti-vaxxer. He was an anti-vaxxer.
I'm sure he would have been if this was set in 2020 or some shit like that.
Oh, God. I, like, again, I've never hated a supporting cast so fast.
Yeah.
Like, the movie just makes you instantly not vibe with anybody that's not her.
Yeah.
And then when she passes out from the fucking goddamn ice cream, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Oh, like that pudding or whatever? Yeah.
And she wakes up and she's like, what the fuck? Did something happen? He was like, oh yeah, we had sex. And she's like,
while I was passed out.
And he's like, yeah, you know, I was
like,
mood.
Oh, it's baby making time. So like, I didn't want to miss it.
And I was like, and you're just okay with this? You're not like beat the shit out of the man and leave? Oh, I hate everything about this scenario.
But also, like, where is she going to go?
I don't know. I know that's, like, real world, but, like,
yeah.
It's so uncomfy.
Oh, my God. And the husband's, like, so chill. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, like, it was on the calendar, so I just went for it. And she's just there like, what the fuck? Like, that's weird behavior, dude.
It's fucked up behavior, not even weird behavior.
Yeah.
That movie is so insane in the amount of fucking that like goes on.
Yeah. And then when she's like literally on the verge of death, like she just looks like a walking corpse. Like she's so gaunt.
Mm-hmm.
Her face is so pale. And, like, when you think to, like, the first time we see her in the movie, you know, it's, like, so full of life. Like, just adorable, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this poor girl is suffering.
And the friend just trying to help her.
I know. That friend is the only real one.
Really is. Gets him killed.
Yeah.
But really the only good one.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. You tried your best.
It really did. Yeah, that movie was wild.
Yeah.
Fucking, again, 1968. Movie is insane. Holds up so well.
Also, like, when he got really mad at her for cutting her hair.
Yeah. He was like, it looks terrible.
I know. I was like, that is incorrect. Because, one, that haircut is adorable on her.
I actually disagree.
I was good on her. I really like that haircut.
Like, you're married. You should be able to voice your opinion. But he voiced it terribly.
He, honestly, better to just not say anything. Like, don't be like telling your wife, like, oh, I don't like your haircut.
Well, if she all right, hold on. So this goes nothing. To like the, like, I want your real opinion. Do you then lie?
I think if the wife is like, really, what do you think about? You can be like, I don't think it suits you. But like to say that she looks bad, like that's mean.
Right.
You know, and he was being such a...
Oh, I mean, he was being a total being prick about it.
Such a douche.
He was absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like the hair, and so, like, I'm like, dude, I get the idea, but you are doing this terribly.
Like,
you are an absolute piece of shit like the way you're going about
this. Like, the worst way to go yeah. about it.
There's like, that's fucking terrible. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, not the approach.
And she comes in being like, oh, I love my haircut.
Which also goes into the, maybe you wait some time before you're like, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Poor thing. That girl was suffering the whole way through.
She really was. You don't see movies in theaters, but did you happen to see The Substance?
No, but I heard that's really good. I've been thinking about going to see it, actually.
Yeah, because I'm very curious, because all of the people that I've seen review the movie, like all of my friends and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Are all men.
Okay.
And, like, basically every review has been, like, the first hour 30 of this movie has got to be, like, something to the female experience. Like, for females. Like, it's got to be cathartic or, I don't know, something. It's got to represent something for you.
Right.
And then the latter, like, 40 minutes is just, like, the most insane shit you've ever seen in your fucking life. But I'm so curious, like, to actually, like, so you should watch it.
You
want to
gain the female perspective.
Yeah, because
I understand.
Like watching it, I'm like, this has to be something,
right,
for women.
Because
like I can recognize it. Because like, and I even say like it's not subtle.
Right.
Like it's not like you don't get the premise behind it. Right. But like as a guy, even if you get it, it's still not the same.
Right.
You're like, oh, I get what you're trying.
Because it's a different lived experience.
Right. Like where I'm like watching it, and I'm like, I get the point. I get what you're saying. You're not being subtle about it, and I don't think you're even trying to be subtle about
right.
it. You're very purposely being very overt with it.
Right.
But like, I'm very curious to see or hear like an actual perspective from a woman watching it.
Right.
Because
I know about it is Demi Moore is in it.
Sure is.
And
fully nude.
Margaret Qualley.
Yes.
Right. And
also nude.
And there's something that, like, makes Demi Moore young again.
Yeah. That's substance, if you will.
The substance, if you will. But that's literally all I know about the movie.
Yeah.
Right? So.
I did think it was really cool because, again, I was reading facts. And one of the things is, like, Demi Moore was, like, really uncomfortable with the idea of, like, doing, like, nude scenes at her age because she was, like.
Which is valid.
Yeah, and she said that Margaret Qualley was really, really instrumental in making her very comfortable about it.
What a G.
Because anytime she would, Margaret Qualley would be more, like, about, like, she might, like, be off stage, also not, like, clothed to make her feel more comfortable about it.
Right.
And so, like, she became really comfortable with the idea because of her.
Oh, that's so nice.
Which I thought was cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
But, and there was also an interview with her where she was like, I am naked in this movie. Except for my breasts, because she was like, because I am not as stacked as Demi Moore, so I needed to get fake boobs.
That's
because I was not gifted with the chest of her.
That's actually so funny.
So like all of it's her except for her chest.
That's really funny, actually.
And yeah, so I thought that was pretty funny. She was like, I was not gifted in that area, so they gave me the gift for temporarily.
They gave me fake boobs.
Yeah. But yeah, insane movie. Just like again, not subtle in its theming, but like not trying to be.
Right.
It's very overtly being like, no, 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 understand the point of this.
Right.
And it's, yeah, it's really good. Definitely see it, because I'm curious to see your opinion on it. And then it just becomes the most fucking wild shit you've ever seen in your life.
Gotcha.
What else have I seen recently? Oh, I also saw The Love Witch.
Oh, I've been meaning to watch that for like a really long time.
Yeah, so that's, if people don't know, The Love Witch is a movie where they used old school Technicolor techniques to color the movie. Literally, old school enough where the guy that invented the technique did the coloring for this movie, because all the studios keep their coloring techniques secreted away in their vaults because they can, because it's their own private thing. So they got the guy that like made the way to go about Technicolor coloring to come out of retirement and work on the movie. And I will say, gorgeous movie. Absolutely. They should bring back Technicolor coloring for at least certain things. I don't need it to be everywhere, but I would like it to still be somewhere.
Didn't they like phase out Technicolor because it was just so expensive to like film on it or use it as like your filming, you know, process?
I don't actually know why. I mean, I assume it probably did become more expensive comparatively than just fucking digital. I wouldn't disagree with that. I'm sure that's very true. Just in terms of like, I'm sure the amount of stuff you have to do for Technicolor
I was gonna say, because eventually, like after Technicolor, they still had, before digital, they still had film, but you could just do it in color.
Yeah, I'm mean,
like,
just,
like
yeah,
without
I,
having to do the whole process. You know what I mean?
But like, it's such a look.
Right.
It's such a gorgeous look. I will say the movie, it's kind of whatever.
Right.
The story, I really didn't give a shit about any of the people in the fucking movie. It also is like one of those movies that's like ambiguous time period.
Okay.
Where like a lot of what you're seeing is like 70s tech kind of look.
Okay.
But then there's a character that just shows up in a like modern day BMW.
Oh, that's funny. Is it like season one of Riverdale look, where it's like a lot of it is like very 50s inspired, but then like you'll see like somebody on like a
laptop?
Yeah. What do you call those?
Tablet?
No.
Laptop?
No. That specifically.
MacBook?
Thank you. I couldn't think of it. But yeah, so they have like a lot of like 50s like...
It's literally the one thing. Like,
oh, just the one BMW. Like, never mind that.
Literally like everything else for the most part is all... vague time period 70s.
Right.
And then there's just one character that shows up every now and then in a fucking brand new, like, it looks like it was rented because it doesn't have a license plate.
That's funny.
BMW or Mercedes. I forget what the fuck car it is. But it's like clearly brand new expensive car.
That's really funny.
And it is kind of funny every time it shows up. But for the most part, yeah, the story's just kind of like whatever. Mm. But it is so pretty. And it just makes me kind of wish that Technicolor could be a thing for select movies to go about doing.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's not like this movie had a massive budget, so clearly, no matter how expensive it is, you can pull it off. This movie's, like, fucking long, too. It's, like, two plus hours.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess at the time, it was expensive, when it was first a thing, Technicolor,
right.
I mean.
I'm trying to remember, see how fucking long this movie is, but I don't remember.
What was the budget on the movie? / when did this come out?
2016.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
There isn't much information about the budget.
Sad.
Yeah. Not really any info on it.
Oh, rip.
But
that's surprising. I feel like most movies, they like tell you what the budget was for it and like how much.
There's some movies that don't, though.
I guess that's fair.
A lot of it's usually speculation.
That's also true.
Even big budget stuff, usually it's still speculation.
It's just like an estimated amount.
Yeah, usually they don't like fully actually officially release how much they paid for it. Yeah, I can't find anything.
Oh, rip.
But yeah, just kind of an all right movie. The look of it saves the day, really.
Yeah.
Also watch Killer Clowns from Outer Space and Jeepers Creepers. Of which both movies are whatever.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
The scariest part of Jeepers Creepers is like the very beginning, and then that's like it.
Oh, that's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, like...
Like, they don't even save it for the end.
No, like, literally, there's a scene where, like, it's just, like, this pickup van kind of whatever the fuck rundown car. Justin Long and his sister are just driving down the road. And then, like, this truck just, like, speeds up right behind them. And then it's just, like, right on their ass, like, honking their horn, like, driving all over the place. And they're, like, freaking out. And they're like, oh, my God, like, try to get over. And, like, every time they try to get over, he, like, goes behind them.
Right.
And, like, that scene... is genuinely, like, super, like, stressful and uneasy.
Right.
And then it never gets to, like, that again.
Oh.
You're like, oh, like, that was great. Like, they did a really good job at making that scene. Like, this, the rest of this movie is probably going to be pretty good. And then it isn't.
Oh, rip.
And you're like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Fuck me, I guess. And then Killer Clowns from Outer Space is just, like, the most absurd shit.
Oh, yeah?
It's just... alien clowns killing people.
I guess that is what it said. So you can't really be mad at them.
No. I mean, it's more of like a joke movie than anything else.
Oh, okay. That's valid.
That's like the whole point.
Right.
And I get that's the point, but I still kind of found it whatever.
Yeah.
Kieran loves that movie. He's like, it's so stupid. I love it. Like the point is that it's essentially a dark comedy, if anything.
Oh, okay.
But because like, the studio always said that they're like this movie's gonna fucking flop, and he's like, then you guys don't get it,
right?
Like, there are people out there that'll get the appeal of this movie.
Gotcha.
There are those people. I've met them. Not for me.
Right.
And I think that's mostly the horror movies I've watched recently. Just me and Kieran also watched. It's not a horror movie, but we and Kieran watched Hocus Pocus yesterday also.
Oh, cute.
Which
I think I've seen that movie like approximately 6,000 times.
I've seen it approximately twice. The first time was last year.
Oh, LOL.
No, when Kieran moved in, so 2 years ago.
Oh my God, they used to play that on
Disney
Channel every single Halloween.
See, I only ever saw the Halloween Town.
And they, maybe not on Disney Channel. Maybe it was on ABC. Because on ABC, they used to always play Hocus Pocus, The Addams Family, 1 and 2. And I think that was it. Just those three movies during spooky season. So they were on constantly.
For me, it was usually always Halloween Town, because me and my sister used to have to watch Disney and like in our parents' room or whatever. And then I remember Twilight Zone marathons with my mom.
Did you ever watch Twitches?
Is that the twin girls that are
Tia and Tamara Mori?
I guess. I'm fairly certain I have. I could not tell
twin
you.
Twin witches,
about it.
Twitches.
No, yeah. Isn't one like orange color coded, and then like one's purple, like clothes wise.
Kind of, but not like super.
Isn't that in the poster? Like one's purple, one's orange.
On the poster, maybe.
You know, I'll just look this up.
But like not super.
Also terrible. Like I get the name, but like also terrible name.
I love that name. It's so funny.
In this poster, they're both just seemingly, like, red and orange.
I was gonna say, they're not, like, super color-coded.
I remember one being in purple, but whatever.
But yeah.
I do remember Twitches, yeah.
Yeah, great movie.
I believe you.
And the sequel is pretty good, too.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm so sad, because originally it was supposed to be a trilogy of movies.
Not the Twitches trilogy.
It was supposed to be a trilogy, and supposedly somewhere out there is, like...
the trilogy, if you will.
Somewhere out there is like an alternate ending to the second movie where the mom of the Twitches, we find out she also has a twin, but the twin is evil. So the third movie was going to be going up against the mom's evil twin.
The mom's evil Twitch?
The mom's evil Twitch.
My God.
But we never got it.
The secret evil Twitch. What a loss for humanity.
Honestly, it is.
But hey, we've always got Scary Godmother, the greatest horror movie ever made.
Oh my God, I actually love Scary Godmother.
The movie's great.
It looks horrible now.
So bad.
Like, a part of me wishes I had an old box TV so it looked less terrible when I watched it.
such a great movie.
It's so fun.
I'm gonna put that on mute during our Halloween party. Just gonna have it on loop.
On loop. No, you could play Scary Godmother and then Scary Godmother 2.
Oh fuck, there is a sequel.
There you go.
I forgot there's a sequel.
But well, yeah, the CG was not. Oh my god.
Sure wasn't.
Oh my god.
Sure terrible.
Awful.
Absolutely terrible. With that. Wrap up this week's episode of the Vaguely Anime Podcast. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, the review, like, follow. Let us know your opinions on the top three slashers, at least in our review of, or our view of the top three slashers. I feel like they are the big names.
I was
though.
Gonna say, like, who else would be in the equation for top three?
I guess probably Chucky.
But I feel like Chucky's like later.
I mean, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Because, like, Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Friday the 13th were all coming out at the same time.
It's true. I mean, Child's Play was also coming out, or like, at a period of time when those movies were still coming out.
No, I know, but I'm just saying Chucky wasn't, like, that time frame. Right.
But let us know your thoughts on them. Let us know what your favorite is of each franchise.
Yeah.
And you have 3 weeks to watch the first season of IQ. Again, however you can. We know you got to do what you got to do, all right?
Watch it in Spanish. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's totally what we're doing. Do whatever you got to do. And we will see you guys next week for whatever it is we talk about.
Bye.